It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You love live news. Live news is the best because it's live. And you can't go back and say, let's stop, redo that, and keep going.
Right.
So this lady in Florida, gotta love Florida. So she forgot to turn her ringer off of her phone while she's on the air. And she's got a special Florida man ringtone.
Oh, God.
And you can just see her face when it goes off like, oh, I'm going to get so... And you know they're yelling at her in her ear the whole time. Seriously, you didn't turn the ringer off and you had a Florida man ringtone on your phone in Florida.
This is great.
They're trying to get more than 350 employees out of Afghanistan after the...
Florida, man.
Taliban took control of the country's capital.
Air Force Dan Thorne is live in San Rafael tonight. He joins...
Florida, man.
Is that a ringtone or did she put that in there because she has a guy in there that she called Florida Man?
Florida, man.
Oh, that could have been that.
Took control of the country's capital.
And she's talking about the Taliban. Of all things, like, you know, if she was talking about who Miley Cyrus is dating or what happened with Britney Spears and her dogs, then you'd be like, okay, but she's talking about what's happening in Afghanistan.
Oh, so this
you know
is,
what I mean?
This is like real news.
It's real news, and the timing is not good.
But that happens to everybody. You forget to turn your phone off. She had it right next to her. So,
but here's what I'm curious about. I'm wondering if that's just a ringtone that she has, or if there's a guy that's in her phone as Florida Man, and that's his ringtone.
And she's in Florida, so that's even funnier.
Because do you have people's actual names in your phone, or do you have...
No, I have their actual name. I have their name, their last name, and their job. I don't put wacky things, because I won't remember.
Okay, so I had a little bit of a problem where... somebody that I talk to regularly has the same first name as somebody that I really, really hate.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep the person that I really, really hate in here because there's a potential that they might call me and I want to know to avoid the call. But I also want to know
them.
That. Huh?
You can block them.
No. You don't understand. I want, if they ever call me, I want them to be able to call me and leave a message because I want to know,
why they're
calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I also want to know not to pick up. Do you know what I mean? I want to make sure that
I call them.
Well, I have a few. That's the thing. I have a few of them. So one of them that I have is in here as Bloody Shit Eater.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I have a new one. I just want to find it and show it to you. Hang on. I didn't know we were going to do this, so I would have prepared this ahead of time, but.
Well, see, I can't put fake names in there because I would never have a clue who Crazy Bitch is that's calling me, because I have 15 crazy bitches in my life,
right?
So I have to put their real name. I have to put Cooper Lawrence,
right?
So that way I know it's you.
I have one person that you and I both know that is in here as Fat Piece of Monkey Shit. You know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but she's never gonna call you.
Or he. We don't know if it's a he or she.
We still don't know.
Don't know if it's... That's true. We don't really know if it's a he or she. We never really established that, did we? But whatever they are. Yeah, whatever they are.
And their husband could have gone either way also, so...
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that was an interesting couple. You're right. Let's see. I have...
Monkey shit.
I thought you'd
fits
like that
perfectly.
One.
Fits perfectly.
Yeah,
or them. It's them.
Them. You don't know if it might not be a she, might be a he. You have no idea.
Right.
Could be a he, could be a she.
More news. You know, sometimes when they show news segments, when they intro something, it's like, let's go live on the scene, and they hit the wrong button and porn pops up.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
You know, there's a guy in the back who's like, oh, crap. I wasn't watching that. I don't know how that happened. Well, this is kind of worse than porn popping
God,
up.
What?
So this is... I don't know, some news channel. So a lady shoots it to the story and it starts, but there's something that gets cut into it also. And it's not porn, but it's even better.
This is Queensland Parliament. The state government announced the proposed legislation today. It's in part due to the stabbing of a police dog during an arrest in Brisbane last year.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Right.
Story works.
So far, so good. Everyone's in masks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Police minister.
Right.
Hail Satan.
Oh. Hail Satan.
Recent outages.
Look at her. Not like no, just moves right on. Hail Satan means nothing to her.
You can see her slowly dying, though.
That's Hail Satan. That's really out. And but I love the fact that, like, not even a smirk. She's a pro. She's not even going to acknowledge in any way, shape, or form. She's not even going to make a little smile. Like, just move on. Just keep reading that prompter.
I love that. Okay, if we look at the Hail Satan video that they put in.
Yeah.
There's somebody playing the keyboard. So I wonder what kind of music that is. Is it like church music? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like satanic church music. It has to be.
Okay, and then you have a cross that's upside down, but it looks like it's on fire, but it has... There's a lot of things wrong with this.
LED lights, but like half of them are out.
But just right in the middle of the story. Hail Satan. Love that. You know she's going to be yelling at somebody during the commercial break.
If you look on the left side of her mouth, you get a little bit of she's about to maybe smile a teensy tiny, and then she realizes, not going to do the smile. I'm just going to move on. And this has happened before. I'm a pro.
She is pissed. Somebody's getting the riot act.
Recent outages.
just moving right on. Moving right
professional
along.
Professional she is. Yeah. So that's live news. Gotta love it.
You got to do that in television. Television, you just got to move straight on. In radio, we acknowledge that stuff. Like in radio, if you don't acknowledge it, then it's like, wait, are you even doing radio? What are you doing? It's live radio. How do you not say, like, what? Hail Satan? What's going on here?
Well, but that's what she should have done. She should have stopped and went, dude, seriously.
No.
Been porn?
That is the difference between radio and news and television right there. Mm-hmm. You don't acknowledge something like that. You just move right on.
Would have been great if she would have acknowledged it, though.
I know.
And called out Jim in the control room that was looking at the Hail Satan thing.
We all saw it. We all know what's going on. We all know who the Satanist here is in the studio. And that, you know what? I'll tell you something else. That's not her job. That's the job of the news director. So she's not even going to say anything. The news director will say something, or she'll say something to the news director if it's not a big enough punishment.
Well, you know, the phone lines are ringing off. There's people going, the hell was that?
Right. I love people that'll be like, did you see that? No, we didn't see it. In the control room, we had no idea what happened. Good thing that you called, Letitia.
Because I worked at a TV station, a news station, and that phone would ring nonstop with complaints mm-hmm. about something. So, you know, the poor lady up front is just answering every single call that's coming through.
We had a really bad situation. I was working at a local news channel here, and my job was just there to book celebrities on the show. That's it. That was my whole job. There was an entertainment reporter. I was her producer. I booked the celebrities for her. And then once in a while, the traffic girl in the helicopter would be out sick and I would fill in for her. That was my whole job. That was it. And I had booked. So we had this great relationship with HBO at the time. And that's when both The Wire and The Sopranos were on TV. So literally, we just waited for them to call and tell us who you're sending, what show, when are they coming? That was it. That was the whole thing going on. So we had booked like three guys from The Sopranos, because that Sunday was a new Sopranos, but it was also a new The Wire. So they were sending us three guys from Sopranos. So my news director plugged in the music for The Sopranos. Woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Literally at the last minute, maybe like a half hour before those guys showed up, she said, I have everybody from HBO all at wherever it was, like Good Morning America, the Today Show, and they're running late. We had a whole thing. It all screwed up. Can I send you the guys from The Wire instead? And we'll do the Sopranos guys tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're like, of course, you know, it's your segment. Like, whatever your HBO, whatever you want, just you send us people. We're good with that. So they send over two guys, three guys from The Wire, which, as you know, was my favorite show. So we have the guys on from The Wire. I let the producers know, listen, we're going to switch out the guys. The person who switched, who does the music, didn't switch out the music.
Oh, no.
So when the guys came on from The Wire, the outro music was, woke up this morning, got yourself a gun, and the phones lit up. You racists. How could you possibly, just because they're black, you did something about guns? You can't explain that both shows are on HBO and the HBO people switched out the actors at the last minute. And the way, I guess, I don't, you know, like I said, I'm there to book people.
Right.
Whoever it is that loads in the music wasn't told that we had new people, or I don't know what happened, or they didn't. I don't know. I don't know why they didn't switch out the music. I really don't know why.
Because things happen. I mean, it's live. Things happen.
Right. But in New York, that doesn't read well.
Right.
So to this day, if you Google the name of the news director, that comes up, and it's people calling her racist, saying that she's a racist, that she played that music instead of The Wire music. And I felt terrible because I did my job. I booked people from HBO. They made a change at the last minute. I let everybody know who should know. That's all I do. I don't go and make sure that people then do their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just say, hey, listen, in an hour, we're having different people coming.
Right.
So
you might want to switch out the intro music, but you didn't even think about that.
Right. And that's not my job. That's the job of the news director. So. Mm-hmm.